This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, this is Veronica Redd, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Tonight, live from the historic Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, it's the 11th Annual American Music Award.
Ed Roberts, with a reminder that we will play part two of our conversation with Harry Shearer later on in the hour. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, and speaking of Emmy Award winners, on the line with us right now is Ray Clausen. Ray Clausen, Emmy Award-winning art director and set designer. Ray created the designs for 9 Academy Award shows, 26 American Music Award shows, 10 Kennedy Center honors, 12 American Film Institute tributes, and many, many other music variety shows and variety specials. Ray's memoirs, Behind the Scenes from Hollywood to Broadway, is a history of television and theater in its heyday. It has a lot of insight into the entertainment industry over the past 5 decades. And also has a little bit of dish on many of your favorite stars from the golden age of Hollywood and the era of variety television. Behind the Scenes from Hollywood to Broadway is available. It's available both as a print edition as well as an ebook at Amazon.com. As we are recording this conversation, the print edition is sold out. Which means that people are buying the book, which is good. We always like to hear that. But they're still available.
Yeah, you won't have to wait long. Just don't be discouraged if you want a printed copy of it. I got to tell you, it was just the other day that I finally held a copy of that book, and it was amazing. I mean, it felt so wonderful. All that hard work, and it came out to this, what looks like a really beautiful book. And I had a lot of support. I had an editor who was just terrific. I had a publicist. You know, it grew into sort of a whole operation that I didn't realize I was getting into.
Well, look, I mean, no one is an island, to coin a phrase. And it works in book publishing as well. I mean, writing the book is just one prong. And you talked about some of the other prongs of, you know, the people who helped you edit it, massage it, get it down to the story that you want to tell. And then the people who have helped you, you know, market it and promote it. I mean, it all, you know, no one does anything by him or herself.
I didn't realize that. I just thought I was writing down a few memories and so forth. I almost said memorabilia. Anyway.
Well, it has become a piece of memorabilia.
It just grew and grew and grew, and God, it's been fun. It's been wonderful.
That actually dovetails to our next topic. Before we went to break, you were talking about the importance of recognizing talented people and how you have always surrounded yourself with talented people, whether you're working for a television production or for the stage. And I would imagine that comes from the fact that this goes back to what we talked about before, never forgetting where you started from. Because however many years before, when you were on the other side of the table, so to speak, someone recognized some talent in you and they took a chance on you. And then many years later, you were able to pay that forward when you were able to assemble your own team.
Yeah. Fortunately, it didn't take me very long to move forward, which was really a blessing, because I think that if I'd had to wait too long, I might have gotten a little bitter and discouraged. And if I had moved ahead too fast, I would have not known my business and might have screwed up and not been successful. But man, I seem to be in the right place at the right time with the right support elements. And so I was very, very, very fortunate.
And we're fortunate to have Ray Clausen spend part of his day with us. Ray Clausen, multi-award winning art director and set designer Ray Clausen, author of Behind the Scenes from Hollywood to Broadway, Ray's memoir, which is also a history of television and theater in its heyday, Behind the Scenes from Hollywood to Broadway, available both as a print edition and as an ebook, Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Ray's website, Ray Clausen, K-L-A-U-S-E-N, RayClausen.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a tease. This is a tease because I want people to buy Behind the Scenes from Hollywood to Broadway, Ray. But we talked about there's a little bit of dish. And you give people an idea of some of the many people you've worked with in your career in television and on Broadway and in Las Vegas. Carol Burnett comes across well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I love her. I have never, in all the years that I've worked in television, heard one person say one bad thing about that woman. And that's kind of a miracle. She is a glorious human being.
Yes. Carol Burnett comes across well. Bob Hope, not so much.
Oh, I was so angry at him. Should I tell the story?
It's up to you.
I'll do a very short version.
Okay.
We were doing a special called Bing Crosby and Friends, and it was just Carol Burnett, Bob Hope, Pearl Bailey, and Bing. And everyone was supposed to have equal time and on camera and rehearsal and so forth and so on. So all during the week, everyone was there for rehearsal except Bob because he had a golf tournament benefit and so forth. There was always an excuse. So he wasn't there at all during the week. Saturday morning came, and the first thing we were doing was with Carol and Bob. And so we're blocking it, which meant the showing the cameras how to work it and shoot and so forth and so on. And suddenly Carol says, "Excuse me, who is this person I'm doing this scene with?" And they said, "Oh, well, that's Bob's stand-in." And she said, "Well, where's Bob?" And they said, "Oh, he's in his dressing room watching his monitor." And Carol said, "I tell you what, suppose I go to my dressing room and watch my stand-in on my monitor." Well, you know, you can imagine the confusion and the hubbub and so forth. And Bob was dragged out of his dressing room and proceeded to block with Carol. And Bob didn't know anything. He hadn't learned, he hadn't read the script or anything, and he was frantically trying to read the cue cards and not getting any laughs from the crew, and Carol was mopping up the stage with him. The crew loved him. I mean, just, they were hysterical with laughter. And finally, Bob got disgusted, and he said, "Tell me, Carol, when you do one of these specials, do you always memorize your lines?" And she said very sweetly, "Of course I do, Bob. I'm a pro." And the crew broke into a round of applause, as well they should have. How dare he put her in a position of not looking ready and good? And it's hard to play comedy if you don't have two team players.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it is no different than any other kind of acting, because you're reacting to what your acting partner or your comedy partner is doing in the moment.
Absolutely. Anyway, I adore her.
Dean Martin comes across well. Now, Dean Martin was similar in the sense that, and this has been well documented in many other places, when he did his NBC variety show, he had it in his contract that he only had to show up on tape day.
Yeah.
But
the thing about Dean was that he was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, brilliant. I just worked as an assistant on that show, so I didn't have much to do with designing the show. But boy, I had ears and eyes, and I just took everything in. And Dean would sit in his dressing room, and he'd watch the monitor and see how they had rehearsed it all week long. And then he would go out if there was something complicated, like a soft shoe dance or something like that. And he would learn it 1, 2, 3. I mean, he was so fast. Then we would tape the show twice. We did an air, and before that, a dress. A dress is to get everything on camera in case there's any problem with the final show. And the final show was the dress show. Well, he would be as good as anyone who had been rehearsing all week in the dress. And when he did the air show, you couldn't touch him. He was just brilliant and a nice, nice man. And also, he didn't drink on the show. It was always fruit juice.
It was always an act. Always an act.
Always an act.
And the fun thing about reading behind the scenes from Hollywood to Broadway, Ray Clausen's book, In an Age of YouTube, is that in many, many cases, all you got to do is type up Dean Martin Comedy Hour, Pearl Bailey, Bing Crosby, and you can see clips of the shows, the various shows that Ray designed the sets for, and it's like a living, breathing illustration of what Ray talks about in his book.
Thank you for mentioning that, because I was told that I could not put specific shows on in my book saying go to www.whatever and so forth, because there are legal problems with that. In other words, I can't take someone else's work and push it forth as mine. But if people go on and look up people like Pearl Bailey and Linda Carter and the author and so on, it's there. It's amazing. The Academy Awards show, there are production numbers that I just am so proud of. One with Bernadette Peters, she was just incredible. And my work wasn't bad. Betty Bothers place. Every once in a while you get really lucky, and I got lucky on that one.
I understand your speaking of the Oscars, I understand your domestic partner John Harrington is the person who's responsible for why we hear the Oscar goes to nowadays instead of the winner is.
Yeah. One morning at breakfast he said, Ray, I just hate it when they say the winner is. It means that the rest are losers. And believe me, of the three Emmys I've won, I've been nominated, I think, 11 times or something like that, which meant that in other people's mind, I was a loser those times. And John said, they should say, and the Oscar goes to. And so I went to the producer, Alan Carr, and I said, my partner John said blah, 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 blah. And Alan called in a whole slew of the press and said, from now on, we're going to say, and the Oscar goes to, and name the person, as opposed to, and the winner is. And the Tonys and the Emmys followed suit. Some of the lesser shows did, but that's fine. Who cares? It was a wonderful thing that John came up with, and I'm very, very proud of that contribution he made.
We just got a couple of few minutes with you, Ray. Before we end this, I want to ask you a couple of questions about working with Dick Clark. You worked with Dick Clark for 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful.
I never had a chance to talk to Clark, but I've learned a couple of things about him as a result of talking to people like you who worked with him and who knew him well. And you have a couple of stories that underscore one thing I learned about Dick Clark, which is that he was the head of the totem pole at Dick Clark Productions, but like a good leader, he listened. That didn't stop him from listening. There's some people who, when they run something, it's my way or the highway. Dick Clark was not that way at all. Dick Clark knew how to listen to people, and that's why he was so good.
He also was fiercely loyal. And, every year my fee would go up and up and up, and Dick had to make a dollar and how to hold on to a dollar. But he never replaced me. I think 27 American Music Awards with him. It was a large number. I don't know if it was exactly that, but, it was great because it meant that every American Music Awards show I did, I got to design, maybe 10 or 12 sets. Well, you start doing the math on that, you're running through a lot of works, and you learn from them. They're just amazing what happens. The great thing about being a designer is it's not like acting where you can be phased out because you're too old. The older you are, the better you get because you've had more and more experience. So I was very lucky in that area as well.
And no job is too small, and no fee is too small, depending on where you are.
But the few are too small.
Well, and listeners will have to get the book in order to find out the backstory of Dick Clark and the fruit trees.
God bless you. That's a terrific end.
Although I will say, as fruit trees go, it was actually a pretty good payoff.
Yeah.
Well,
it was great.
We'll leave it at that. Behind the Scenes from Hollywood to Broadway, available both in print edition and as an ebook. Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Ray Clausen's website, rayclausen.com, K-L-A-U-S-E-N, rayclausen.com. Ray, keep us posted about your novel.
Sure.
Keep us posted.
You got it.
We'll have you back. We'll talk about it on TV Confidential.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
We'll play part two of our conversation with Harry Shearer on the other side of the break. Chuck Harder will be with us. We hope you'll stay with us. We come back on TV Confidential. One more item. If you love Ella Fitzgerald, our friend Jeffrey Mark celebrates the music of the First Lady's song every week on Jeffrey Mark Plays Ella. You can hear Jeffrey Mark Plays Ella on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you find podcasts. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.